The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Fortunate to be within four against this Warriors bunch. Thompson for three. Thompson for the dunk. Curry on the drive, scoops and scores. 92-86, Pop congratulates Steve Kerr. The Warriors have tied the record for most wins in a season, 72, with the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls, and a chance to set a new mark.
How bad do you want to be at 73 and in your own territory?
I mean, that's the opportunity we have now, so why not? I mean, one last game in the regular season at home in front of our home fans to do something that's never been done in history of other games. So we'll approach it the right way. And it's going to be a fun 48 minutes to end the regular season. We've put ourselves in a great position to have that opportunity, so let's have fun with it.
So the Warriors do it again, and the Astros try to hit the reset button. So let's crash the party. Let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on.
On
for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee back in studio keeping us on air. Fletcher is going to try to do his best to do the same as we are out here at Christian's Tailgate in downtown, the new one. It's right off Congress and Fannin. You cannot miss it. It is like all Christian's Tailgates. It's very cool, but this one is big.
So she said.
It's got a great, which she, did I miss something?
You know who.
Oh, okay. It's got a really
she
nice...
She wasn't talking to you, bro.
I know. That's a problem. But, yeah, it's got a nice area outside, and it is fantastic. If you're going to the Astros game, and guessing from all the orange in here, a lot of you are
people here who are.
I don't see any Royals fans.
There's a Royals hat right there at the bar.
There's one. All right.
Royals fans? That's a Cubs hat. Nah, damn, he turned around. I was wrong. Okay.
Shame I got you, pal. Because those colors are so close.
That guy's just cheering for losers. No, I don't see anybody. Oh, there's one way back there. Royals.
There you go. All right.
There's one bandwagon rider. Good for him.
Royals fans are welcome.
Good for him.
I'd
take the bandwagon at this point, right?
Hell yeah. You get a World Series champion shirt out of it.
That's true.
Yeah, just ride away. True. Ride away.
I partially claim the Royals bandwagon, and everybody will, of course, call me a bandwagon fan because I predicted the Royals' success a couple years before they actually had it, much like I did with the Warriors. And it makes me feel like a soothsayer, except I can't seem to do that with the NFL, where I feel like I'm really smart, but I'm not.
Right.
But then it makes everybody feel – everybody calls me a bandwagon fan and things like that. But then the good thing is I don't care about anybody's team. So I don't have an emotional attachment to any team. So if the Royals start sucking tomorrow, it's not going to be the end of the world for me. I won't feel bad about it.
I'm always a fan of a team that makes me money.
That's what I'm about.
What it comes down to.
That is what I'm about.
All right, if you want to get in today, probably won't be taking any phone calls because we are on location, but the number is 713-780-ESPN. I'm sure we'll have some kind of giveaway for you, so you'll need the number for that. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're going to the game, the best thing to do is park down by here because it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
There's like a
I park for $5.
Yeah, you go like one block over, you can park for $4 or $5.
He paid $30 and walked over here. Oh. He made a mistake. I said, dude, you should have paid $5 and walked to the game.
Yeah,
he said it's too far. And I was like, I wasn't paying to park. You should have paid to park once for $5 and took the little hike.
It's not that far. It's right up the road. You go to the game down there. You come back after the game. You have a few more drinks here at Christian's Tailgate.
If you park by the stadium, my recommendation is this. Go back to where you parked. Ask for your money back.
Yeah.
And if they do give you a refund, go park over here because it's better.
And if you haven't parked yet, then come park over here. Come hang out with us for a little bit.
But
go to the game.
On any other occasion, if we're doing a show here, if I'm not on the air already – under no circumstances park around here. because while I love coming downtown, I love doing shows on the road, sort of. I hate trying to find parking, and that's the worst thing. For you, you don't care. Because
no, I don't care.
You can you could somersault roll all the way here from your house if you wanted. But for those of us who live in the burbs, it's not as easy to get down here and find a parking spot as it is for you.
Yeah, I actually, because we counted it up on my phone, I walked 28 miles while we were in Vegas. I decided today I'm taking the train. 5 minutes.
Brutal. You are a lazy ass. you're maybe a 10-minute walk.
It's about 12 to 15 minutes.
Because you have
to stop so much because of the traffic and all. And people will run over you here. They don't pay any attention to pedestrians.
True.
So I figured, you know what, as much stuff as I did this weekend, I can take one day to take the train.
Most
of the time I walk down here, though. But, man, a lot of interesting stuff this weekend. I have to say, for having my worst gambling trip to Vegas, that was the best trip to Vegas I've ever had.
I'm not going to lie. That was a good time. That was a borderline epic time in Vegas. So, anytime that you don't get to your hotel room till the morning light is shining, it's a good time. And that Guns N' Roses show was about as cool as it could get. And what I realized today when I was telling my buddy about the show, I realized that if we had just had regular general admission seats to Guns N' Roses, I would have been really frustrated and pissed off because you need to put your phone on silent.
That's what radio
professionals do.
Rookie mistake.
But what happened was about 9:30 or about 9 o'clock, I guess. Alice in Chains went on.
The Alice in Chains cover band, as it were. But yeah,
I think that guy's really, really good.
He is.
He sounds just like Layne Staley.
He does.
And when you see a black guy with an afro, you think, there's no way this guy's going to pull it off. I can't tell a difference. He's a miracle worker, that guy. So they go on at 9. They play for about an hour. Maybe 9:15. They play till 10:15. Guns N' Roses comes on after midnight. If I had general admission seats where I was standing around, I didn't have a seat to sit in.
Yeah.
I would have been livid at that point.
And free alcohol, and just all the free alcohol we wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead, I ate sushi and bacon-wrapped meats while I was talking to John Mayer, passing time, while someone made me mojitos. You can't complain about that, right?
No, it was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough that I have some very good friends who hooked us up. We were actually in the MGM suite.
It was amazing.
And John Mayer was in there. And actually, it was more than that. First off, we got invited to the pre-party VIP party.
First of all, John Mayer came to our suite.
We were there first.
So,
but our friends had to move from the first row because he got the first row. But and it was just an amazing show. And the one thing that I would say about Guns N' Roses, if you've gone and seen them with just Axl, Slash makes that band. He was fantastic. And 2.5-hour show. Even the stuff they did off Chinese Democracy, which I hate, sounded so much better with him playing guitar. It actually made those songs good. So
Axl Rose in a motorized wheelchair.
It's a Pope Mobile.
I didn't even care.
Yeah.
He got up on crutches at one point. It was still pretty cool to see. I got to admit, he sounded better. He sounded way better than he looks.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like hell.
All my friends said, I got tickets for the show in November. I'm like,
I don't want to see him early in this tour.
I also think if we start another Deadpool, that guy is a top five pick.
Yeah.
Because he is he's still partying like a fiend.
But we got in on the early action, and I'm glad we did.
Plus, it was just awesome. It was the big opening weekend for that new arena that they have. And I have to say, I have been in every arena, major arena in this country at some point or another, most of them more than once. That is the nicest one I've been in.
It's very nice.
And I can't wait till they get a hockey team there because I think it's perfect for hockey.
And then the Bradley Pacquiao fight was a good fight. I like to see knockouts when I go to boxing matches. I want to see somebody get deaded. but didn't happen. But either way, it was still a nice competitive fight. There wasn't a terrible decision at the end of it. So overall, good weekend, man. I had a really good time out there. Came up a little bit in the money department. That's always good.
Despite your
bad run of poker luck, you hit a nice pony bet.
I did. That got me back to pretty close.
Yeah, you end up making, but you didn't lose money in Vegas, which is always the goal, right?
I lost about $80 when
that doesn't count,
done,
right?
Which is basically what I probably tipped at the poker tables while I was playing.
That's a fair price for this week.
Oh God, I'd have paid $8,000 for that, and four bubbles in the poker tournaments, including a last little bleep you. Where I had aces against nines, and the guy raises, and I shove, and of course, the nine is the first card out. I'm just laughing because that happened pretty much every time we got down to the money. So it happens. But we had so much fun on this trip, and I hope people. We're pretty lucky doing what we do. I'm more lucky that I have the friends I have, and I used to get to do that kind of stuff all the time when I was at the Chronicle, and it kind of gets old after a while. That was not old. That was so cool to be able to.
That was a good time.
To get to go to all those free parties and drink for free and hang out with cool people, see a great band, and see that arena. And
what would you guess, based on not counting what we drank at tables? That's because everybody
right.
gets that in Vegas. But the parties that we went to, what would you guess our bar tab would have been between those parties and the suite had we had to pay that tab?
Well, I would have said just between the two of us.
Yeah.
Or
well, your, and your
I'll
wife.
Throw the wife in there.
And your wife, because you would have to buy those.
Couple grand.
Easy.
Yeah. That might be low.
I may have drank an entire bottle of Johnny Walker at that concert by myself.
It's possible.
It's entirely possible. Like, the bartender cut me off.
Me too. I lasted an hour longer than you did before you cut me off.
At about 2:30 a.m., I was like, man, I can walk all the way in here and order a shot, and you're telling me no? I'm in the damn luxury suite. What are you trying to say? I showed him my VIP pass. He said, no, sir. But the young bartender that I gave $20 to, when the old bartender would leave, my man was hooking me up with triples. That's what I'm saying. And that's how it should be.
Well, I don't know what this says, but he told me – I'll serve the blonde woman, but not you.
Little does he know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah, good times, good people.
Good luck with that, by the way.
It was fun. And there's finally a good craft beer place right there. John Granato would laugh at this for the next 7 months because that's how long he lets every joke last.
Yeah.
But there's a good new bar right there by the arena. It's a very, very
– Oh, yeah.
I mean, the new setup there for that arena is very cool.
And they're building an outdoor theater there as well. It's just – if you're going to Vegas, it's worth your time just to walk over there and check that place out for something. All right. I hear the music, so we need to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. There's something in your way, and now somebody's gonna
pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's okay. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Christian's Tailgate. If you're coming down for the Astros game, come park down here, hang with us. And 50-cent wings, you can do that. And pretty good beer selection. They got everything else you want to drink. Get your drink on before you go to the game. And go watch your Astros. We're at the one downtown. It's Congress and Fannin. And just a great place to go before or after the games this season. And I know a lot of you are going to go. And a lot of Blitzers are already here. UTEP James is in the house. We've got Tech City in the house. So let's have some fun today. You know the best part about all of that stuff that we talked about?
What, Fred? What was the best part?
We pretty much have access to that anytime we go to Vegas now.
Well, not bad. Not a bad deal.
Yeah, and
that was a good time.
Yeah, and it's one of those things I wish everybody would get a chance to do once because, it's just we're lucky enough to know the right people. But it was fun. Travis Whitmire was there with us with his wife, and just a good time, man. And
good times with good folks, like I said.
And you know what? Even the flights weren't bad this time. The only, we got delayed an hour and a half, but considering how bad the weather was, that wasn't that bad. So absolutely nothing to complain about. And we got to watch the end of the Masters. We got to watch Jordan Spieth go near Vandeveld. So
got to see Derek Lewis with another knockout. 6 in 2 years in the UFC, set a record. Houston's own Derek Lewis. So it's good times, man. It was good.
That's your guy.
It was, it was a good week.
Is he working his way back up the charts here?
I think he's going to be a top 15 heavyweight. I haven't seen the new rankings. He has to be, though. He damn near killed Gabriel Gonzaga, who was on the he was a top 15 guy. So I would guess, yeah.
That's so good to see, man.
He's one of those fighters that is probably not the most skilled guy in the world, but people pay to see him fight because he's ridiculously exciting. Because his fights, he's had 8 fights in the UFC. They've all ended in knockout or TKO.
Whether it was him or the other guy.
That's what people pay to see.
That's what I like watching. So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Your best bet's probably hit us up on Twitter. I've got some giveaways that we'll do a little bit later, so we'll give you the number for that. But your Warriors, I know you're very excited that they got to 72 wins and will probably
get
to 73. Yeah, because you're a bandwagon Warriors fan. We know that.
Yeah, I am I have a Warriors jersey and hat, a matching combo that says City on it. I think it's fun to watch them, man. You know me. I love to see greatness. And anytime you get a chance to see historical level greatness, I don't know how you can not enjoy it. And if anybody should be upset, I could see Bulls fan being upset. I've never seen a team get as much hate as this Warriors team gets in the NBA. Have you?
Yeah, Kobe got a lot of this when they were dominating. People hated them, too.
They got a lot more love also, though, because they were the Lakers.
But these guys they're getting love, too. I think you're
– There's some teams –
They're
like,
all – I mean
– Okay, now –
They might as well have ESPN in the name of the Warriors. Now,
let's
come
do
on,
this,
man.
Though. There's certain teams, when you say the Lakers being one of them, that are sort of divisive to begin with, where half the world loves them, half hates them. Like Duke basketball, Kentucky basketball, the Yankees.
Who hates Kentucky basketball?
The Red Sox.
Who would hate Kentucky basketball ever?
Not you, because you're a hunk. But the Lakers are one of those teams that inherently, if you're not a Lakers fan, which they have way more fans than the average NBA team, but if you're not one, you automatically hate that team. Let's remember what the Warriors were 3 years ago, 4 years ago. The Warriors were not a team on anybody's radar that anybody would bother hating.
I know, but that's not –
The Warriors were essentially the Sacramento Kings.
But that's not what they are now. When you have success and when you have historic success, you create that kind of divide. And they get a ton of love, man. I think they're just like what the Lakers were when the Lakers were winning in terms of who loves them and who hates them. And – You know, I, and that's just the price of success. The only team that seems to avoid that is the Spurs. I never get a lot of hatred for the Spurs.
Oh, I do.
I don't get.
I get less love for the Spurs than hatred.
No, I don't see much love for them, but I don't see a lot of hatred either, except from Rockets fan.
Yeah, that's possibly true.
So,
but no, I'm glad.
I mean, on a national scale, though, the Spurs kind of get ignored both ways, even when they're winning.
I'm glad to see them have this chance at this. You know, for them to win at San Antonio the way they did the history was going to be set either way. Either the Warriors were going to tie the all-time record for wins or
right.
The Spurs were going to finish the season undefeated at home, which is
insane.
Really ridiculous. Insane. Instead, they go 40-1 at home, which is still, by the way, ridiculous. And the Warriors have a chance to break the record. So I think it really is an awesome story to see this team. And I get it. You know, if it's not your team, you don't want anybody to have some success. But if you're an unbiased fan, there's no way you can watch this team and not be entertained by them. It is...
Well, yeah, you cannot be entertained now you can be entertained because they're playing close games. But earlier in the year, it was
because they were trucking people. Yeah.
Yeah, it was boring.
But I just mean watching them play basketball to me is entertaining. Watching them move the ball around, it's how you picture basketball being played. You know, like everybody on the team can pass. Everybody makes everyone better. It's what you want basketball to be. But of course, you would much rather have it be your team that does it and not some random team from Oakland, California.
But I don't see a problem though that with having your own team, but appreciating the fact that somebody else is doing something.
I don't understand that either. That's how it should be, in my opinion. But, you know, the Patriots get that all the time. The Yankees get it all the time. That's sports now. If you accomplish something, people are going to hate on you for it.
Well, that's life. Anytime you accomplish something, people want to tear you down. I mean, that's what it
is.
I mean, that's what we do in the society now. We build people up, and then hopefully we tear them down so that they fail. And then once they fail, they get redemption.
Right.
It's kind of the story of everything we do now, which I think is silly, but, hey, that's life. 832 asks, what are the odds Johnny Manziel was your roommate this weekend?
My goodness, what a crazy, crazy story. First of all, who besides John Football could possibly forget who his roommate is? Secondly, who besides John Football would think it's a good idea to be roommates with Josh Gordon when you're trying to go through rehab? What a wild, fascinating story that is.
It's Von Miller.
No, he's not. That was a lie. He lied about that.
Okay.
He forgot. Well, no, he didn't lie. He forgot that it's not Von Miller.
Oh.
And then he remembered his real roommate is Josh Gordon. Yeah, so that's the new story. That's the latest on it.
How is that a good idea?
He made a mistake. He thought that he was living with Von Miller, but then he said, "Oh, I forgot. I don't live with Von Miller. He's my brother, not my roommate. My roommate is Josh Gordon." And people are just going to overlook that? Like, what kind of toxic, poisonous relationship could that possibly be? I mean, that's the worst.
It's worse for Josh Gordon than it is for Manziel.
Manziel
is
Josh
already...
Gordon should be living with Gary Busey. He would have a healthier life if he lived with Gary Busey.
He's
making
Rose.
A big mistake.
Yeah. Well, Josh Gordon's trying to get back in.
John Football's trying to get back in.
Well, but we know he doesn't have a chance. Josh Gordon can still play.
That's true.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 832 says, it's not that I hate the Warriors. I hate the ESPN oversaturation of the Warriors. And that's going to happen with any team like this. And that's what I was talking about when you were trying to say they don't get enough love. That's crap. I mean, ESPN saturates it because that's where the ratings are. And, yeah, they're getting plenty of attention. And deservedly so.
Frobia says, I get you like their style of play, but bounce passes and jump shots will forever be boring as bleep. Listen, if you're a Rockets fan and you call the Warriors' style of play boring, slap yourself upside the head. The Rockets' style of play is throw the ball into the gigantic black hole that is James Harden, watch him duck his head and drive to the basket, flail his arms to draw, hope that he gets a foul called, and then shoot free throws. And that's how they win games, when they do, on the rare chance that they do win games.
Oh, and then not play defense on the other side.
Yeah, forget about that.
Yeah.
We're talking about bounce passes and jump shots versus winning games at the free throw line every single night. No thanks. No thanks.
See, I like getting up and down the floor. I like taking threes. I like up-tempo basketball, and that's what they do. So if that's boring to you, then we have different tastes in basketball. That's all. If you're one of those guys who likes the dump it into the center while he backs his butt in and then throws up a hook shot, that's what I consider boring.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley doing the one-on-four and sticking his big butt out, that was boring.
Steph Curry shooting from 32 feet out, not boring to me. I can't find it boring. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm bored with that. I want to see him hit from 40.
He hit from the other team's three-point line. It didn't count, but he did.
All right, well, tell the people about
Deep South Barrels. Fred, we're in the suite, right? We're trying to drink Johnny Blue. I get cut off. At home, I can't afford Johnny Blue. So what I do, I make some in my Deep South Barrels. You know what else can't happen at home? I can't get cut off. Deep South Barrels is the fix for what ails you if you're the guy who wants to drink good booze but can't because you get cut off. Deep South Barrels, a great gift idea. It's great if you're getting married, you need something for your groomsmen, you got for Father's Day coming up, whatever's coming on. It's a great gift. Aging Liquor and Oak Barrel is a tradition that's been around for over 4,700 years. They make custom personal size barrels, which expedite the process of creating a smooth spirit, removes impurities from house liquors, and it makes it taste great. It's unbelievable. 2-liter barrels take 28 days, less than a month. Deep South Barrels is the nation's premier supplier of miniature American oak customizable barrels. They're based right here in Pearland, Texas. It's a local business. Take your business to Pearland, not some other place out in California or wherever. Take liquors in a plastic bottle, turn it into your favorite scotches and whiskey in less than a month. Deep South Barrels, bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you? DeepSouthBarrels.com. Remember, use my promo code Hoffman to save 10% off your entire order. That's Deep South Barrels, DeepSouthBarrels.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
The party ever stop?
The party ever
yeah.
stop?
Yeah. Man, are we partying tonight?
Here. Yeah, I don't know.
Let me get this thing. Here.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, are you worried?
All right, so we're out here. Friend of the nice guy.
Okay.
My guy.
I'm Dan. How's it going?
It's my guy, Dan, right here. We're doing, like, self-made video right now on this badass camera, so.
Yeah. So, are you worried about the image problems, or does it faze you at all?
Image problems. Like, listen, here's my image problem.
I'm just curious. That's what they want
to
know.
I'm living out here with my guy, Von Miller.
Okay.
Everybody knows Von Miller.
Yeah,
Super
he's cool. Yeah,
hold on. Super Bowl MVP. Everybody can see it.
There you go.
Super Bowl MVP, Von Miller, my brother. I'm living with him right now.
Yeah.
We're getting our life together.
So you might go in the Broncos, perhaps.
Listen, here, you can hold it. You can hold it. So the Broncos, John Elway, great dude.
Yeah.
Kubiak, Aggie, my man. Listen, great organization. Anywhere I get picked up, bro,
okay,
it's a blessing.
You're going to get picked up somewhere. You're confident.
Somewhere, bro. Listen, whatever happens, I love ball. I want to play.
Yeah.
Team I want to go to.
Do you think they care if you're partying a little bit? Is there anything wrong with
partying.
That?
I don't think there's anything wrong with partying.
Yeah.
There's a difference between partying and being out of control.
Yeah, so you're not getting in trouble for anything.
And you see me here how many nights in a row? Five, six?
A lot of times, yeah.
Exactly.
Where do you want to go?
What have we been doing since we've been here? Walking out,
I don't know.
Being
you
chill,
seem calm,
being cool with y'all.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
You're cool.
I'm not drunk.
Oh, boy. People who just don't quite get it. That's your buddy Johnny Manziel. Elway's a cool dude, man.
Well, listen, partying's cool. Getting out of control, not cool. So, John knows his limits, okay? If anybody knows his limits, it's John Football.
I'll get picked up, man.
Of course you will.
I hear Montreal needs a quarterback.
the Alouettes.
Yeah, guy really should just not talk to people when they come up and try to interview him like
no.
that.
No, he needs a guy.
He really does.
He needs a guy who's really big and just shoves people out of the way and says, no, man, you're not talking to my guy. No. It seems so obvious to me. I don't know.
Yeah. We're just trying to get our lives in order, really? It doesn't sound like it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know what's left to say about the guy. Labatt says Manziel is Spicoli.
He could be. I mean, that's actually a pretty good call.
Yeah.
But I feel like Spicoli has his life together more than John Football.
He passed.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Hand had to come and take, you know,
right.
spend time with him to get him to pass, but he did pass. I don't know. Spicoli's, I think he's more like the original Dudley Moore Arthur.
I think that one's better.
Yeah, he's got the money.
And he doesn't do anything.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything at all. He just goes around and drinks and bangs whores.
Right.
So, you know.
Or he's like if Dudley Moore Arthur had a baby with Paris Hilton.
Or really any Kardashian.
Yeah, and he's them.
Yeah. We're out at the Christian's Tailgate downtown. If you're going to the Astros game tonight, come park down here. Hang out here. Bunch of Astros fans here. We still have one Royal fan. There's a lot of Kansas City fans in this city, so I'm surprised you guys haven't – a whole bunch of you hadn't swung by yet. But great place to hang out before the game, great place to hang out after. couple things from Twitter. Jason said he and the wife checked it out Friday night for 50 Cent Oysters. Great place that he found, thanks to us.
Thoughts on your Astros to date?
I think, yeah, I don't worry too much about opening road trips. And you know, I was reading stories about, oh, Keuchel wasn't Keuchel. And we talked about this yesterday. The Brewers have a pretty good record against him.
They dominate.
He still pitched well enough to win the game.
Just too many walks.
Yeah, and his control was a little off. He walked four the first game, too. He'll be fine. I'm not too worried about him. I'm interested to see what Colin McHugh does tonight. I will. You know what? I'm going to make a Fred Fowler guarantee. Colin McHugh lowers his ERA tonight. That's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
Guaranteed lock. I'm going to go, yeah.
Guaranteed yeah. lock.
Yeah.
You can. I believe you can move on this as if it's already been played. He will lower his ERA.
He might even cut it in half.
He could. He might even lower it under 50. I think it's possible.
But that's possible.
Yeah.
It's a stretch, but it's possible.
Yeah, and yeah, it's funny because the Royals are playing really good baseball right now, and the Astros are not, but they are at home, and they tend to play better at Minute Maid, and I think that's you know, this will be a fun series, and I think if you're a Royals fan, you got to be happy that you're not getting Keuchel, but other than that, I mean, it's too early for me to make any real assessments. I know Tyler White's not going to keep hitting the way he's hitting. But some of the other guys that are...
But maybe he'll keep, like, consistently touching the ball with his bat. Which is
not a bad thing.
That's more than what you got out of first base last year.
And at some point, as the Ken Giles thing will start working itself out. They're going to be fine. You just don't want to... You don't want to get swept now and go to 2-6 and, you know, start getting too far behind, because that's when you start pressing and things get goofy. So, hey, they come out of here with a split. It'll be a good series. I mean, you are talking about a team that is better than you right now. See, a couple other things. Disco Biscuit wondering how we managed to get cut off in Vegas.
Fred's fault.
You got cut off first. I want that noted for the record.
Fred brought his own booze in.
I did not. We didn't have to.
That's true.
They had so much there. Well, let's recap. We started drinking at 6. And then we had a party at 7:30 with free drinks, so we drank a lot of free drinks. And then we had free drinks in the suite, and they didn't come on until 12:30. So about 2, they cut you off about 1:30, and they cut me off about 2.
Right.
After pretty much constantly drinking since 6 o'clock. I have to say, it was probably a good call to cut me off. As I was
I didn't feel like it was a good call to cut me off.
Well, as I was walking back to the hotel, that's when I realized, you know what, I'm really glad I didn't have any more alcohol. Because there were so many people, and I'm just kind of doing the... lean forward. And
yeah, you weren't in great shape.
No, I was not by that
point.
You
started drinking earlier in the day than I did.
No, I didn't.
I didn't have a drink until we got to the pre-party.
You didn't drink at the bar?
No.
Okay.
No, I did have one beer at the pub. And then I had less beer than you guys because someone spilled their whole beer on me.
That's true. You didn't tell that story.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to talk about it.
I was so glad that you didn't kill that guy.
I didn't want to ruin our night at Guns N' Roses.
Because we all had to get nice clothes, which was funny because I didn't bring a nice shirt. And I should have known that we were going to wind up getting to do this. So we had to go scramble. Wife had to buy a new dress, and I had to buy a shirt. And actually, I was kind of surprised when she dresses up. She's not unattractive. I told her she wants to hang around.
She's your wife, sir.
Oh, sorry. Was I not supposed to mention that? Anyway, but you had your nice shirt on, and you come back from the bathroom, and it is just absolutely soaking wet all the way down the front of your shirt.
Yeah.
And there were some expletives muttered that some drunk guy basically spilled his entire beer on you, said sorry, and walked off.
Not a like a little bit of beer.
But one like this,
like
right?
A full loaded down beer that I don't know what was in it, but it was black. And he bumps into me, and I feel like none got on him somehow. But his entire beer got onto me. And... this was right maybe 15 minutes before we walked over to the arena.
Yeah.
So, of course, I have to – and Roger, who is a listener –
who's here now.
Oh, is he here? Cool. Roger's quasi-girlfriend is saying, don't worry. It'll dry out. You won't be able to notice it. No, that wasn't an option. I mean, it was soaked through. I mean, it was bad. So I went and had to change my clothes and meet you guys.
It was
there.
Right when we were about to leave, too. So you had to rush back. But you know what? I'm just glad you didn't kill the guy.
Thank you.
Because then you would have
missed. I was proud of myself.
I was too. Because
that's restraint.
Yeah.
Because the thought crossed my mind.
And I will
But
point.
Then I did not want to have to call my wife from Vegas jail.
If you call me.
I've been to Vegas a lot of times and not gone to jail in Vegas yet. I did not want to go before the Guns N' Roses show.
Yeah, because if you tried to call me to bail you out, it's like, you're going to have to wait till after the show.
Yeah, after the
man.
Show. Maybe I'll be there. All right. Let's talk to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Hello, Aubrey.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing sports. It's opening day, home opening day anyway. What's going on?
Well, what's always going on at DirtFreeCarpet.com, imagine, friends, you know, technologies out there. Like, sometimes I'll say a limousine service. Like, if every limousine service had a rickshaws and one had a giant stretch limousine, if travel was limited to the old horse and buggy and, you know, then you got a private Learjet. There's a huge leap in technology when you dial 281-DIRT-FREE. We created our own water, our own wine, our own pre-spot, and our own truck. Those four items completely are more powerful than anything in the industry, all four of them. When they start in the worst area, they will impress you or you simply don't pay it. Remember, it's a non-payment policy, not refund. There's no refunds. You don't pay. When we start in the worst area, if we can't get it right, if we don't feel it's going to come out right, there's no charge. And, friends, all the jobs we do, sometimes 100, 150 a day. You know, only about probably 16, 17, 18 a year. You know, don't please the customer. You know, they're like, man, Aubrey, you get your best shot, but we just couldn't save this one. 281 Dirt Free, tile grout, leather drapes, upholstery, wool rugs. We'll give you a free area and a free speed dry. Two freebies by booking any service right now. Free area carpet cleaner and free speed dry, 281 Dirt Free. DirtFreeCarpet.com, guys. You've seen it. It's hard to explain it to the audience unless they really put their eyes on it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they've got to dial 281-DIRT-FREE or go to DirtFreeCarpet to really understand.
All right. Try it out for yourselves. I have. It works. Aubrey, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
One, two, three, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Christian's Tailgate downtown. And if you're going to see the Astros or the Royals tonight, either one, we're not biased. Come on down, hang out. Much cheaper parking down here. Easy walk. Lots of great food. 50 cent wings. And I had their wings, I want to say, last Sunday. Well worth having. I love it when we come to places that I hang out at anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the best thing. And, this is part of our Sunday bike around and drink around thing.
Right.
So this is a place we've been coming since it opened. And very good location down here. And it's kind of away from all the Main Street bars. So we can almost always find a great place to sit. And then during football season, and for other events too, they have a big screen outside where you can sit out on the patio and they watch it projected against the wall. Saw an LSU game earlier this year in football when they did that. So very cool place. Come and check it out. We're going to be here till 7, of course. And if you're going to the game, you're going to be gone by then,
right?
Theoretically. But you can come over here, get your drink on, and then come back after to celebrate. You know what? If the Astros win, you can come back and celebrate that. If they don't win, you can celebrate the fact that they'll probably win tomorrow. That would be my suggestion.
Maybe win tomorrow.
Well, I'm trying to get people to have a reason to drink.
Gotcha.
Okay, just trying to help. But Lamont was asked, this is the first time Slash performed with him since the split. Since 23 years ago was the last time.
Crazy.
That those two guys performed together. And it's one of those things that makes such a difference. There's just the whole sound of the band is different when Slash is there. It's just amazing. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. At what point is Johnny partying no longer a story? It's not really a story to me.
How about this? At what point is Johnny not a story? Like, is he in the NFL? What team does he play for? Why are we talking about him?
I'm with you.
Why? Because he says things like, I live with Josh Gordon. That's why. That's why.
Well, you know why? Because TMZ gets a million hits every time.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I don't think it's a story. I don't care. But if a million people do, they're going to keep doing it. It's one of those things. It's like when ESPN hammers the same story over and over. You were talking about the Warriors earlier. You know why they're doing it? Because people are clicking on it. When you stop clicking on it, they'll stop doing it.
He's one of those guys. People want to know what's going on with him.
He's a Kardashian, is what he is.
Exactly.
He is a football Kardashian, and anything he says or does becomes news.
When there's a car wreck, none of you can drive by the big major accident where there's fire and dead bodies being pulled out. None of you can drive by that and keep your eyes straight ahead. Even though you make fun of other people and you're like, oh, these sons of bitches, they're the reason. These rubberneckers, that's what's slowing it down. But when it's your turn to pass,
you slow down.
You always look out that window just to see. And
look, there's a body. Cool.
I'm as guilty as anyone. First of all, I didn't think Johnny Football was a viable NFL player when he was drafted into the NFL. I said I wouldn't have drafted him in the seventh round because I don't think he can play football in the NFL. That said, once he gets drafted, the flames start burning higher at that point because now this is a first-round draft pick who's been to rehab, who's possibly beat up women, and now lives with Josh Gordon, the one guy who may be more messed up than him. That's a story, and you can't look away from that. You can't. It's impossible.
8321 said, did you guys place any bets on the Nick Cage versus Vince Neil scuffle?
No. It wasn't even available.
No, and we missed that one. Okay, just because we got in the suite once, we don't usually hang with those kind of people.
No.
One thing that was amazing, I was talking to the guy in the suite next to us, and he was like, oh, yeah, MGM caught me for this because he spends $10,000 a spin on slot machines.
On slot machines?
On slot machines. He is the guy that –
bro.
I don't know where
– what kind of job do you have where you just
– He was
that's like dropping 10 grand on the floor and walking away from it.
Well, peeing on it first and then walking away from it. He was a personal injury lawyer. And I'm guessing he's probably got money from somewhere else too. Either that or he had a really, really big settlement worth a bunch of money. But I was trying to explain to him why, you know, if you're going to bet $10,000 on something, I'll give you some better options. But he's like, no, I want the comps. It's like, dude, for that, you can afford to buy. Because that's four times what those tickets cost. You can just buy the ticket.
Yeah.
And then maybe actually win some money. So I was trying to give him a little gambling coaching, but you know what? He gets treated like a king because he spends $10,000. I mean, my goodness. Different kind of world than I'm used to. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. You know what? Maybe you're not making that kind of money. Maybe you want to make that kind of money.
You wish you were making the kind of dough where you could go out and drop 10 grand on a spin on a slot machine, on the Wheel of Fortune machine in the airport.
Oh, God. You know what?
Do they have $10,000 limit on the airport there?
I think the limit is a dollar on the airport.
Maybe so.
But you know what? You want to make that kind of money?
Yeah, and you're saying, man, I got a crappy job now. You need a better one? Check out my computer career. You know, maybe you're having a bummer of a day at the job you've got. Maybe you're working too many hours. Maybe you're having a miss opening day. Whatever it is, it could just be a job that's not paying you enough. Ask yourself this. How many guys you know working in the computer industry who are flat broke, can't pay their bills? You don't. It's because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. Place you go to get those skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. They've got job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. Companies all over the city hiring IT guys. But to get those jobs, you got to have the skills and certification. And I know what you're thinking. School is going to take too long. Nobody's got time for that. Nobody's got money for that. My Computer Career takes less than a year. You're in and out of school in less than a year. You've got a job in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. The only way I'm leaving is dead. That's the state of my
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.